Maybe next year you can come back and visit us again and tell us if things have improved or not, okay? Thank you very much. City Council will come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams?
Here.
Leonard?
Here.
Saltzman? Sten?
Here.
Potter?
Here. I'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony to City Council, a lobbyist must declare which entity he or she is authorized to represent. Please read the first communication.
Item 449, request of Carl Cromie to address council regarding the Water Bureau. He called and will need to reschedule.
Okay. Please read the next.
450, request of Sonia Harju to address council regarding street safety and pedestrian crossing, especially on 122nd.
Please come forward, Sonia. Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, please state your name for the record, and you each have 3 minutes.
I should read the other two. 451 is request of Holly Delaney to address council regarding street safety and pedestrian crossing, especially on 122nd. And 452, request of Jerry Delaney to address council regarding street safety and pedestrian crossing, especially on 122nd.
Good morning. I'd like to thank you for listening to us today. This is a very important issue. It's about public safety and human welfare. I'm sure that you're all aware that the challenges that the physically impaired... Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Sonia Harju. Let's say your name.
I'm Jerry Delaney, and citizen.
I'm Holly Delaney, citizen.
I was contacted by the Delaneys to help them in their effort towards making Southeast 136th safe. This was many months ago, and certainly the Delaneys have been working on this project for quite some time. The issue is that sighted people face challenges every single day in crossing the streets, but the physically challenged, the blind and the deaf, being deaf, at least you can see the oncoming traffic. Being blind, I mean, you can hear it and it's too late. I have walked Southeast 136th myself, and I'm well-sighted, and I was nearly hit. This was last August.
So, Sonia, are you talking about between Powell and Foster on 136th?
Division and...
Division and Foster.
Right. When you get off the bus on Division...
Right.
You get off in front of the Dairy Queen, you walk up a block and cross. Trying to cross 122nd is a work of art.
Right.
I find it interesting that the city or whomever did build an overpass for children because there were so many children being killed. The real issue here is Southeast 136. The bottom line is it's filled with potholes. It's filled with a partial sidewalk from new construction, new housing. But in walking that area is lethal. I walked it last summer, and then I also walked it in the wintertime. There are potholes, immense potholes. There are that fill with water and ice. The key of my participation here was that I called in our camera crew, and I taped Holly and Jerry walking 136 without any interruption. I didn't tell them when cars were coming. I didn't tell them anything. We just followed. Holly fell because she fell in a pothole. There's a section of 136 where you're walking north and the sidewalk protrudes and then a fence protrudes. You can't see this. You can't imagine what it would be like to walk this blind. I remember you, Mayor Potter, when we had the meeting on the disabled at the church. You were in a wheelchair. To go through that experience gives a little inkling of what it's like, but try wheeling down 136th in a wheelchair and do it at night when the hours get late and you're in a wheelchair.
I'll keep you mayor for a while. Let's not have him do that.
The reality is trying to wheel down the gravel, the potholes, et cetera, is lethal. There needs to be sidewalks. We had a meeting on Saturday with Mr. Andrew Abey, of the local improvement district administrator, and he's emailed me cost issues, et cetera. My bottom line is that I've been involved with legislation on the state level and federal level since 1987. I know that there's money somewhere. It's simply the matter of achieving where that money is for this purpose. We're talking human life, and we need to do something about this. Listening to that fact that we don't have money is redundant because we do. It's just accessing the money. And I know that state transportation money has helped to fund 92nd. I've been watching the progress on Southeast 92nd. If we can do 92nd, we can do 136. It's the will to want to do it. Jerry?
All right. The best thing that I can do is I'd like to also have you look around the audience because we've got a couple of good friends with us. One of the things that happens in life for all of us is we have good friends that come and visit us in our home, and we like to have access to our home and friendly access to it. And we put up a ramp to our house so Willie Thornbrew, who's also in the audience in a wheelchair, could get here. He's fallen over literally in the potholes on the street on his side and had to be helped up in his wheelchair. There's also John Fleming, who is the former president of the American Council of the Blind of Oregon. He came over to visit us to stay overnight, and we were walking over the 4 bus, and he fell down on the street, and he has excellent mobility and a guide, and got his foot caught in one of those puddles and fell down. I think Holly and I have had more experience than not in swimming in the morning in Lake 136, as we call it, to try to get to the bus stop. The street is extremely dangerous. There is no way in many places of the street but to walk smack dab in the middle of the traffic lane. And frankly, I think from talking to several of the council members, this is a problem that's not only 136th, but it's also a problem throughout the city. And it's something that maybe when budget time comes around, you guys need to seriously think about the infrastructure and ways that maybe you can contribute and can change the budget around, move a couple priorities here and there to be able to not only improve 136, but many of these streets throughout the Portland area. And I feel very strongly about this. I was one of these husbands when my wife contacted me that said, okay, fine, whatever. But then finally I found out that there were that she got hit on the street, and I began to start this process and this discussion. And I'm hoping to continue this discussion so that not only 136 is improved, but also that you take a look at this very important area of your citizen safety throughout the city of Portland. This is a real safety issue that is not going to go away. The more density you put into a neighborhood, the more imperative it is that you provide the infrastructure to be able to support that neighborhood and that development that you're putting in. And it's not just the rich developments by the river. It's also the guys out here in Southeast Portland that, you know, are maybe a little quieter, and maybe we don't raise our flag quite as high. But, you know, when people are being hit by cars time in and time out, it's time to take some action.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm Holly Dawney, and I, as a citizen, I feel that 136th is very unsafe walking. I've been hit on the street with my guide dog. I have fallen when walking home on the street at least once, maybe twice, 3 times a month. In the potholes, you have to walk out in the middle of the road in order to walk so that you can not walk on such a rough surface on the street. And it scares me to walk out in the traffic lane during rush hour because what happens is that the people don't think that you know what you're doing. They're driving down the street and they're honking their horns and they're because for you to get out of the street, and you have no other place to walk because there's parked cars along the street where the potholes are, and 6-inch puddles in the wintertime. I've also walked along the street and slipped and slipping on black ice and hit the back of my head on the street when walking because it was so rough. There's very uneven areas, like what Sonia said, in the where the sidewalks ends and there's curbs. There's no line along the street to follow, and I had one incident one day where I was walking down another street and didn't even know I was walking down another street, and somebody alerted me to it, and I thanked him, and this is happens on a daily basis, and it needs to be fixed. It's a safety issue, and I'm very scared at walking this street. I'm a working citizen every day, and I have to walk down this street to get to my job, and I have no other option.
I'd like to add a footnote that when we were taping, Jerry nearly got hit. As the cameras were rolling, there was a driver speeding down 136th, and with the cameras going, Jerry nearly got hit. It's amazing.
Well, I thought I'd add that just so the council can understand better, that 136 between Division and Foster is a through street. It's not a side street. It's
right.
A through street that's heavily traveled. It's a street, actually, I use quite a bit when I bike home, and it is everything that you described and more. Uh-huh. It is probably one of the worst main streets I actually traverse. And it really does, I think, bring up something that I've been thinking about a long time that I'd really like maybe this to cause the council to discuss, but this existing paradigm that we use to put in sidewalks and whatnot doesn't work for some parts of the city, clearly, because it doesn't exist, and I won't bore you with how we do that currently. But I think we need to do something, and it isn't just 136th in Outer Southeast, it's Powell. Mm-hmm. Powell Boulevard is a main arterial with no sidewalks on most of it east of I-205. That's very hazardous as well for pedestrian and bikers. And I'd really like to be able to sit and particularly with Sam and talk about other ways that we can come up with a strategy to begin improving streets, starting with, like, I would agree 136 is probably the worst out there. In East Portland, there's Southwest has a lot of the same exact kinds of problems, but it's just not working the way that we're currently planning to improve sidewalks and whatnot. And I would agree.
Powell and Division have audible signals, but getting off the bus on Powell is lethal.
It is
crossing. I mean, you can have audible, you can have, but if you're blind,
well, and I particularly appreciate that, but even for sighted people,
right?
It is
I'd
very
say
hazardous.
Even sighted
children.
It's,
bicyclists, it is.
I did it for the experience, and it's scary.
Thank you.
Well, I thank you very much for giving us this
opportunity.
Thank
you for your time.
I think, Commissioner Adams, did you want to say?
Yeah, I want to thank you for your advocacy, and you and I have talked about this before, and I hope that it will continue. The most dangerous streets in the city of Portland are West Burnside and 122nd and 82nd. More people are killed and injured on those streets along with Foster than any other streets in the city by far. When I took over as transportation commissioner 2 years ago and I asked to see for the Bureau to pull together data on the most dangerous intersections and the most dangerous stretches of streets, though the information I just conveyed to you leapt out. And yet, the attention that we have provided and been able to provide to those streets has been really limited. So I asked the City Council last year to pursue a safe streets initiative that would take property taxes, which are not traditionally used for transportation projects, and to devote almost $11 million to address the most dangerous places in the city. And 136th is definitely a street that needs work, and we now have lots of options in terms of what you can do to improve a street. We no longer have a single standard, where the city used to have a single standard that every street had to be exactly the same as downtown streets. That's no longer true. and in particular on the most dangerous intersections on 122nd, which are Northeast Halsey, Gleason, Stark, and Division, where a significant number of injuries, deaths, and crashes occur. We, as part of what the council approved with the Safe Streets Initiative, or I hope will approve the final funding package in the budget we're considering right now, is $1.7 million to replace all four signals. And the signals would include both audible and vibral tactile for the low vision pedestrians. It would allow for the latest technology and signals so that if a car enters the intersection on a dark yellow light or a red light, it does not allow the sequencing of the cycle to go through. There has been tremendous improvements in technology and engineering at intersections that we do not have on 122nd and 82nd until this council stepped up and said, yes, will that solve the problem? Absolutely not. There hasn't been an increase in the gas tax on the state level since 1993, while the cost of basic materials for transportation have gone up 70%. So you're absolutely right. There is no excuse for seeking at least to talk about the problem. And your effort today continues to help us with that. And this council has devoted property taxes to something that it has never devoted property taxes to before. But if you said in your testimony very eloquently, all three of you, we have a long ways to go. So yesterday I was down in Salem, Monday I was down in Salem for most of the day supporting two bills, 2653, House Bill 2653 and House Bill 3018, that would allow for an increase in the vehicle registration fee and would increase the gas tax. That would allow us the real resources to begin to address issues of maintenance backlog like potholes and to help residents, especially in economically constrained parts of the city like East Portland, to partner with them financially to improve their streets. So I just want to thank you for your advocacy and hope it will continue.
I thank you very much. I'd just like to stress, I'd like to thank Commissioner Leonard for your conversation, and I would look forward to active communication with results in mind. My history tells me, working within the state of Oregon, that there is money somewhere. I mean, this is history. I understand we have to go behind particular doors. I understand this commission, that commission, but the bottom line is there is money somewhere. And I do know of history where the State Transportation Department did, in fact, help fund local entities.
You're absolutely right on that. In fact, 122nd, 82nd, and Powell are all state roads.
Right.
So we're investing. We're trying to make up for investment gaps in what should be state funding. And Jason Tell at Region 10 ODOT, I think you would do us a lot of good if you could continue your advocacy with ODOT.
Very good. Thank you so much. And thank you, Commissioner Leonard.
Thanks
Thank
for
you,
coming
Mayor.
In.